You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Hey, I'm Wes Lacey with Wired, and this is what's worth knowing today. Hey, guess what? Some 40 million household accounts have been streaming Stranger Things' third season. It's true. Netflix says so. They also say via tweet that 18.2 million of those accounts have already finished the new season. Pretty cool, right? It certainly sounds impressive, but is it? Like justice for Barb, the answer to that question may be forever elusive. For a bit of perspective, the finale of the wildly popular Big Bang Theory had slightly more than 23 million viewers, and the final episode of Game of Thrones had more than 19 million. Netflix also claims that the Stranger Things viewership numbers are higher than any other film or series in its first 4 days, yet without many other statistics to compare it to, those numbers seem somewhat empty. Netflix has always been tight-lipped about its viewership numbers. That's fine. It's their service. They can release whatever data they want about it. But in trying to drum up hype by using numbers without context, they often signify nothing. And when you compare the figures to the few other stats out there, the picture gets even murkier. Last year, when everyone stuck at home for the holidays was watching Bird Box, the streaming giant tweeted that more than 45 million accounts had watched the film, which was the best first 7 days ever for a Netflix film. Recently, writer-director Ava DuVernay tweeted that the streaming giant informed her that the miniseries When They See Us had been accessed by more than 23 million accounts. Netflix also tweeted that the series You and Sex Education had been viewed by 40 million accounts in their first months of release. All of those are big-sounding numbers, but what does it mean that 40 million accounts have turned on a show like Stranger Things in a span of 4 days, and that 45 million had done the same with the film Bird Box? Well, it means viewers will probably get another season of Stranger Things, but not much else. Adjust the time frame and the parameters. Best first 23 days for an original miniseries. And any figure can sound impressive. Tune in tomorrow for more of What You Need to Know.